It's great to have you along on this Wednesday morning. Hello, this is Jim O'Hara with WVIK, Quad Cities NPR News. The time is 9:04. Illinois' ban on semi-automatic weapons will stand for now after a move yesterday by the U.S. Supreme Court.
Last year, Governor J.B. Pritzker and the Democratic-led legislature approved bans on AR-15s and high-capacity ammunition magazines. That weaponry was used in the 2022 Highland Park mass shooting that killed 7 and wounded 48. Several gun rights advocates sought an injunction of that ban, arguing it violated the Second Amendment, but a federal appeals court disagreed. The U.S. Supreme Court declined to review that judgment, though Justices Samuel Alito dissented, and Clarence Thomas issued a statement calling Illinois' ban highly suspect. The case is still being challenged in a lower court. But for now, the gun control group GPAC praised the high court's unwillingness to block Illinois' law. This is Dave McKinney.
In sports, today is Pro-Am Day at the John Deere Classic at TPC at Deer Run in Silvis. Tournament play begins tomorrow. Tonight, the Quad City River Bandits are at home for a doubleheader against Cedar Rapids starting at 4:30 this afternoon. WVIK Quad Cities weather. Today, mostly sunny, high near 87. Overnight, mostly cloudy, low around 68. For the 4th of July, partly sunny, high near 83, with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. That increases to 60% by tomorrow night. On Friday, mostly sunny, high near 76. On Point, hackers are increasingly targeting healthcare, paralyzing hospitals by holding medical information hostage. Learn what's behind it at 1 o'clock today on Point here on WVIK.